Today we reach the end of our story, the final shiur, the final journey. The Gemara continues on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, Gemara Bechoyres, which continues to the Gemara Tes Amud Aleph. And the Gemara tells us that after Yeshua defeated the sages of Athens in debate, he brought them to a ship, like they agreed, this big ship that had 60 rooms, and in each room had 60 beds. He brought them all, each one, to a different room. When they saw 60 mattresses in their room, they thought that everyone else is coming here. And therefore they waited around and they didn't try to escape. While everyone is resting in their room, he picks up his anchor and they're off on their journey back to the Caesar. When they were coming to the emperor in Rome, he took some dirt that he had taken from where they lived, from the dirt of Athens, and he brought the dirt with him. The Gemara tells us they reached a certain place in the ocean called the House of the Swallowed, a location in the sea where the water absorbs everything. Just. And Yeshua ben Hananya took a jug of water and he brought it with him. So now he has some dirt and he has some water. When they arrive, he brings these great chachomim before the emperor. And now these people looked very defeated and they looked very fatigued from their journey. And he said to Rabbi Yeshua, these individuals can't be the chachomim of Athens because they are strong, arrogant, and people. These guys look like beaten up by shyness. A clap to shyness over here. So Rabbi Yeshua took some dirt that he had taken from Athens and he threw it on them. And the Gemara tells us when they smelled the scent of their own soil, they began to act like themselves again. And sure enough, they got their arrogance back. Upon hearing them, the emperor said to Rabbi Yeshua, now that you won, you can do with them what you want. The Gemara tells us that Yeshua brought the water that he had brought from this place in the ocean, which swallows up everything, and he poured it in a big bucket. And he told his great chachamim, fill it up and go on your way. But as much as they filled, they swallowed it up. And their shoulders started hurting. They continued filling it until their shoulders became disjointed. And in this manner, the chachamim of Athens were defeated. Azoi gate the Gemara. This is what the Gemara tells us, the end of the story. I want to take this opportunity, as we are literally like right before Rosh Hashanah, and forbring a little bit about this Gemara, a few very, very important inyonim. First and foremost, people wonder, why is it so important for Chassidim to travel to the Rebbe? Like, what's the inyan all about? So we see in this Gemara something amazing. You have these chachamim that were great, smart people, but when they leave their own place, and even if they're coming to the emperor, they lose their metzias. And only by getting literally the smell, the scent of their own soil, they begin acting like themselves again. By getting a little bit back from their home turf, they get back to being themselves. That's what the Gemara tells us. Which is, that's really a story of a neshama coming down to this world, but also a chassid that leaves the place where his Rebbe is. So when a chassid is by his Rebbe, he obviously thinks, feels, acts the way a chassid should be. What happens? The chassid moves away, even with the most important mission, like visiting the emperor. He's going on a mission to bring Moshiach, but he's distant. And because of the journey, Meverta Visselfar gripped, we get a little bit comfortable where we are in Golos. Hey, this becomes home for us. And not only does it become home for us on the outside, it slowly but surely becomes home for us on the inside. And we start identifying with the minhage hamokim and the shtusim of the place, and that starts becoming our identity. The only cure for such a person is bringing him back to his own soil by giving him a taste of his own earth that brings him back. It reminds him of who they are. And that's why Chassidim would travel even just for a little bit amount of time to get a smell from the taste of their soil. So this way, or Chassidim always had part of 770 with them, give a little bit of a taste of their own soil that would allow them to feel and to understand and to literally go back and to identify who they are. And there's another very important message that Chazal tell us from this Gemara. What's the story of this water that he's pouring, and they're pouring and they break their shoulders? Like, what's the message over here? And the message is, according to some Mefarshim, that there's an interesting halacha. The halacha is that once you have 40 saw of pure water in a mikveh, even if you pour many, many lugin of mikveh water, it still retains its purity because its foundation is tohar. The goyim, they don't understand the Yiddish hashkafa. And that is, why don't we bow to the science of the day, to like the wisdom of the day? They have to realize that to us, our foundation is the Torah. Chochmas Hashem, that's the swallowing waters. Everything else gets swallowed by those waters. Sometimes we learn other things, but the foundation always has to be the Yisoid, has to be the swallowing waters of the Eibishter's Chochma. So then, even if you get put other things into your head, if you have the right foundation, it will swallow it up. It won't allow the outside influences to permeate who we are. And that's why, on a general level, that is really what Chodesh Tishrei is all about. The Eibishter took so many Yomim Toivim and packed it into Chodesh Tishrei. It's like, it doesn't stop. Shoshana says Shmikchuva, and Vav Tishrei, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Chastelish, like, just bring it on. Like, every day, there's something. It is laying the foundation for the entire year. When the Yisoid of the year is by Chodesh Hashvi, which is the Chodesh, not only the seventh month, but it's the Chodesh that satiates, from the word Seveya, it satiates the person, it gives him the koyach, that whatever comes next in the year should be on that foundation, and no negative things will be able to come in. You're building the right foundation. And that is especially Nageya for Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the Roish of the whole year. Which we know that the word Leroish is Rosh Hateves, Lasa is Tzoy Navinu Shabashamayim. That's really what it is. That when we ask the Eibishter Shaniyeh Leroish, that we should be ahead, we're asking that we should be dedicated Lasa is Tzoy Navinu Shabashamayim. That is the foundation. Those are the swallowing waters of the entire year. And everything else comes above and through that. What starts with the Roish goes for the rest of the body. And therefore, the Goyim, they try to permeate, but they don't understand that we have an Neshama, which takes everything in. And Oimdim Aleinu L'chaleisenu, they keep on pouring and pouring. V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom. They leave, they get disjointed. All the nations of the world have tried, and mighty nations have come and gone. But it's only Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, that's La'ad La'ome Lomim. And then we're going to be returned. Sechzane Neinu, Shuvcha Letzim Berachmim, with the Iskalos, take it from Yadma.